How was he unfaithful? Cheated on you?
Cheating.
How did you find out?
Through messages, women that actually showed up to his front door while I was there visiting with our daughter.
This is the plaintiff, Michael McNeil. He says he and the defendant were in a relationship, and he bought a car but put it in her name to save on insurance. Well, once they broke up around Valentine's Day, she showed up at his house with two goons who forced him to give them the keys to the car, and they took it. That is his car. He's making the payments on it, and that is why he's suing her for the $4,000 he's owed. This is the defendant, Anita. She says she paid for that car on her credit card. It's in her name, and that's why she has it. In fact, the plaintiff has made a big mistake by suing her, because she's the one who's owed money, and she plans on getting it here today. She's accused of an unlawful repossession of a car. The defendant has filed a countersuit for $5,000 for everything she is now out.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
You see it? Come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, Michael McNeil, you are suing Anita. You've asked to be referred to only as Anita for $4,000, the amount that you say you paid for a Lexus that she has inappropriately taken from you. You are counterclaiming against him $5,000. You say you're actually out more than that. For the rest of the money owed on that Lexus, an oven, a cable bill, and some sneakers. Okay, I take it you guys broke up.
Yes.
Right? All right, how long were you dating?
3 years.
3 years. You have children together?
Yes, we have a two-year-old.
You have a two-year-old?
Yes.
All right. What happened here?
In August, we purchased a car. The car was supposed to be for me. I withdrew $3,000 from my 403B for a 2001 Lexus that cost about $7,000.
Okay.
What's
a 403B? Some kind of pension?
Right.
Okay. So you went to your pension, took some money out, but not enough to cover the car. You needed her to cover how much of it?
$3,500.
So more than half of it.
Right.
So what happens?
On February 28th, we broke up prior to February 28th. And
how did you guys break up? Why?
Pretty much because we weren't getting along, I would say.
Who broke up?
I broke up with her.
Okay.
A couple of weeks before that, she broke up with me, but we got back together. After getting back together again, it seemed like we weren't getting along. There were like disagreements over stuff, and then we were making arrangements for her to move in with me, and I felt a little pressure from that because we were getting in different arguments and stuff like that. And
did she ever move in with you?
No, not exactly. No.
But she bought an oven for your place.
Right.
Explain that one.
The oven that was there currently was not in, like, a proper condition. Like, I have children, I have a child and I have another child also, so I have a total of two children. And just to have the oven, I have evidence of what the old one looked like and what the new one was.
Yeah, but you weren't even living there yet.
Because we were getting the house together to make it in livable condition.
Okay. So she buys a new oven for your place. That's true, right?
Yes.
And where's the old oven? It gets tossed?
They took it. The same people that brought the new oven took the old oven.
Okay. So then what happens?
On February 28th, she decided that, I thought everything was cool between us. I thought we broke up on good terms because, like, we spoke still. And As far as I'm concerned, the possibility was there that we still could have gotten back together again. But at 8 o'clock at night, she came to my house with her.
How long after the breakup?
A few weeks, 3 weeks, okay. 2 weeks. She came to my house with
unannounced?
Right. With her uncle and some guy I never saw before. I have my other daughter in the house, and I was making dinner, and they came to my front door saying, and she had they had a pickup truck, and she was saying that she wants the oven. And I just spoke
to her. She had never mentioned about that before?
No.
Had anything happened where she perceived you to be disloyal or whatever? Because according to you, you're getting along fine. And then all of a sudden, without any notice, she goes to take your oven during dinner time. If that's true, then had something happened in between that she got mad at?
It's possible something.
You don't have a theory?
No.
Okay. Now over to you.
Basically, the plaintiff was unfaithful. In a very disrespectful way, verbally abusive,
How was he unfaithful? Cheated on you?
Cheating.
How did you find out?
Through messages, women that actually showed up to his front door while I was there visiting with our daughter.
When you were still together or afterwards?
When we were together.
Okay, let me ask you a question. The oven, did you come unannounced with a truck?
We don't have any text message. Actually, there is a message that I sent to him saying that I'm gonna make arrangements to get the oven, just like I made arrangements for the cable to be disconnected, because that was another thing that was set up, because he couldn't have cable in his own name because he owed the cable company money.
These weren't all red flags to you?
I just think that he was manipulative in that way.
And what, you let yourself be manipulated? Because they can't manipulate you unless you let them, right? All right, so talk to me about the car. Tell me why you repossessed the car.
Because when we broke up, he stopped paying. We had an agreement of a certain amount that he was going to pay every month.
Okay, what day of the month was he supposed to be making the payment?
By the 23rd of every single month.
All right, and what day was the payment due?
It was due on the 23rd.
Okay, and you guys broke up on what date?
I don't have an exact date, but I know it was in February, early February.
Not the 23rd?
No.
Okay, then the date of February 23rd, according to you, comes and goes, and he didn't pay it.
He did not pay.
How did you find out he didn't pay it? You called?
Well, no, he usually gives me, he writes a check, I cash it because I don't trust depositing his checks in my account. And I cash it and then make a payment to my
account. So when the 23rd came around, did you call him or no?
He said that he didn't have it and that he was going to have it to me by the 27th, which was the date that I came to get the oven. So he's saying it was the 28th. It was the 27th of February.
Okay, so he was supposed to have it on the 23rd. He didn't. So on the 27th, you go to get the oven and you take the car for good measure?
Well, I took the
4 days after he missed the payment?
He just didn't have an intention to me that he was going to stay committed to it. He doesn't pay
me. Right, but
why?
He told you he was going to have it 4 days later.
He didn't.
And then you came over, and what happened?
He didn't have it.
Did you have it on that Friday?
Yes, I did.
Can you prove that? All right, now this cable bill, did you have cable before her?
Yes.
All right, and then why did the cable have to be changed to her name? Did your cable get cut off because you don't pay the cable guy either? That would be a yes from your face. And then where do you get that is $450.91?
That was from the setup and then every month until the day I had it cut off on the 17th.
Okay, and why is he responsible for all of it? Because you weren't living there?
I wasn't living there at all.
That's true. Why aren't you?
For her, the agreement, the oven and the cable was a part of the deal for her moving in. It wasn't my
idea.
Well,
then she gets it back because she never moved in because you cheated on her. Did you cheat on her?
She did.
Did you cheat on her?
No.
Is that as true as everything else you've been telling me? Because you got the same stupid grin on your face when you answered that question. Who did he cheat on you with?
I have a picture.
How did you get the picture?
He sent it to me in error.
That's not a picture of cheating.
Oh my gosh, you have a little broken heart next to his name on your... You actually
emoji.
Put it in the phone book. You put a little broken heart next to his name. That's not her?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Is this her?
This woman came to his home while I was there with our child, and they had some kind of fight outside the door. What woman shows up to a man's house and if... Just
a
like
woman's going to be limping back to her car if it's my house. Is that her?
Well, that's a friend of mine.
Okay, why would she come to your house and start arguing with you?
I don't...
You don't have a lot of answers. What's this with the sneakers? Seriously?
He asked me to buy him a pair of sneakers.
Were you supposed to pay her back for the sneakers?
Yes.
And did you?
No.
Why not?
I didn't get a chance to yet.
You didn't get a chance to. When were the sneakers purchased?
January 14th.
And you broke up a month later. Why don't you stop buying men? How's that for a plan? Who's the lady with you?
My sister.
Okay. Have you had a chat? A chit-chat with her?
Yes.
Okay. What's wrong with you? You have two children depending on you. And then you take the car after 4 days after he missed a payment. And I got to decide if that's a material breach or not.
Everything he asked me for was contingent on his promise to pay back. It wasn't just, I'm just doing it just to be
right,
doing
but
it.
Right, but if you didn't pay the bank, you were 4 days late for the bank, you think the bank would repossess your car? Okay. If you borrowed money from your sister to pay for the car and you were 4 days late, would your sister repossess the car? This repossession happened because you hate him, because he cheated on you. You're like, you were waiting for that miss. And how stupid are you that you don't realize that she's waiting for the miss to go ahead and take the car?
Welcome back to the People's Court. Harvey Levin here. Interesting question. Two unmarried people, okay, live together. Let's say they break up and it ultimately has to be a judge deciding who gets what. Should it be relevant to the judge if one of them was unfaithful?
Yes.
Why?
Guilty. Because
why?
Guilty.
But why are you assuming it's he?
Because she's guilty.
Why should it be relevant, or should it?
Well, I think it'd be relevant because, from my understanding, isn't California like a common type of...
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, yeah. If it's a situation where...
Just two people living together, should it be relevant on who owns what that one person cheated?
Definitely.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I think that... That's a hard question to answer.
It is, isn't it?
It's a very hard question.
Okay, you get a real quickie here.
No.
Why?
Because they're not binding by law. What they brought to the apartment is theirs, and they should be
and
able
to... It has nothing to do with who did what.
Exactly, has nothing to do with it.
Got your point, going inside the courtroom.
Let's talk about a couple of the easy stuff, and then we'll talk about the harder stuff. The sneakers, he agrees he owes you. The cable, he agrees he owes you.
No.
Oh, why not?
Because she enjoyed it also, and then I didn't ask for the
so
cable.
So if I go
hers.
Over his house, I have to pay for cable?
But
she hadn't even moved in yet.
But I didn't, she was there.
I find he owes you. And then the oven, which is a little bit stickier. The oven you clearly paid for. The oven you paid for thinking you were going to move in. You end up not moving in. Oh, what happened? When you went there that day, the police didn't let you take the oven?
Right, because...
Did you go there for the oven and the car, or just the oven?
I actually came for both.
Okay. So, I'm going to order him to pay you for the oven. And then, the car is obviously the more complicated and difficult question. Once you repossess it precipitously, I'm not going to order him to pay the rest of the car loan. Because it was 4 days, I don't think, is appropriate. I think you went over there not because you feared, oh, he showed every indication of never paying me. No, you went over there because the guy cheated on you and you wanted to take the car. You're an idiot and you should never have been 1 minute late. If you hadn't been late before, why would you give a woman who you have, whose wrath you have incurred, oh, I thought we broke up under good circumstances. Yeah, that was going to happen. She thinks you stepped out on her. You don't think that the first slip up you have, you're losing your car? You're nuts.
To tell you the truth, Your Honor,
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Anyway.
I've already heard more from all of you than I wanted to hear. Okay? So in this world of rough justice, when I subtract and add all those things, all right, I'm going to order you to pay back $1,000 on the Lexus, but you can now go sell that Lexus so that you can defray the cost of whatever's left in payments. And I'm going to order you, the net judgment is that he has to pay you $426.34 because he would have had to pay you $1,436.24. But I'm gonna cut him some slack over the precipitous repo. You got me? And if it doesn't make sense to you, then this is what happens when you leave your decisions in someone else's hands when your decisions are this messy. because it does make sense to me. $426.34, verdict, net judgment in favor of the defendant. That's my verdict.
Thank you.
Both sides collect somewhat, and you will be paying her on the offset. So step in here, and your reaction to this ruling now?
I just think it's really not fair.
Did you accidentally text her that picture of that girl causing this whole thing to blow up on you?
Yeah, but...
How'd that happen?
Just an accident.
Accidental text to the wrong person at the wrong time of the wrong thing?
But it wasn't even recent. It was dated back.
Did you step out on her? I mean, you know, women don't like that.
Yeah, women don't like a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so... All right, you collect on some of the things you sued for and you countersued up. What's your feeling here?
I feel it was fair. Mm-hmm. The judge was very fair. It was just an unfortunate situation. I made some choices that I've definitely...
You learned a lesson?
Definitely. Well,
what do you think you learned out of this?
That, I can't help everyone.
That's it?
And that I have to make better choices.
What about not trying to buy your men?
I don't think I was trying to buy him. Again, I was just trying to help.
Yeah. Harvey?
Okay, Kurt, it's very clear that the judge is under the weather, which brings up the motto, neither rain nor sleet nor snow will prevent the administration of justice. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff, Magretta Williams Clark. She says she's a home care nurse, and the defendant hired her to care for her parents. It was a hard and challenging job. She had to travel in the cold and the snow, and after 2 weeks of not being paid, she quit. She's here seeking justice for all her hard work and is suing for the $1,500 she's owed in unpaid wages. This is the defendant, Mia Maneo. She says she has nothing to do with her parents' finances because a financial guardian is in charge of those things. She had nothing to do with this transaction and really does feel bad for the plaintiff, but it's quite literally out of her hands. She's accused of not being a paying type.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff is a home care nurse, took advantage of the defendant's parents and didn't get paid. But the defendant says she's not involved in the money part, so it's not a problem. It's the case of Nurse
Magretta Williams Clark. You are suing Mia Maneo for $1,500 for unpaid wages of home care.
Yes.
For 2 weeks. Okay, tell me what's going on.
Yeah. I was working with Ms. Mia Maneo in 2013, the 10th to the 28th. And the first week I did not ask her for my pay. The second week I see where I did not get any pay. So I asked her if she is going to pay me. And she says, no, she's not in charge. So I've been waiting and waiting and I have not receive my pay.
Okay, who were you taking care of? Her parents?
Yes, the mother and father.
Okay, how old were they?
Between 80 and 90 years old.
And what kind of care did they need?
Everyday care, because you have to take them out of bed.
So you would
bathe them? And do everything for them, yes.
You would lift them?
Yes.
Were you alone or was somebody
with you? Two of us.
Two of you. And were you there full time?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why hasn't this lady been paid? Is there a dispute about her job performance or?
No, absolutely not. In fact, Magretta was one of the best I had for my parents. The reason why she didn't get paid was because there was a financial guardian in place who was taking care of my parents. She was very good, in fact.
Was there a specific diagnosis for your parents? Or?
Yeah, my mom has Alzheimer's. She's 87, and my dad is stricken by a stroke, and they're both in wheelchairs, and they live with me in my home. And my two sisters were disputing me as to where my parents should be placed. They wanted my parents to be placed in a nursing home and kind of forget about them.
Well, I mean, that doesn't necessarily follow.
I'm sorry.
But, okay.
I had to add that. But I had other choices for my parents to live with me, with a daughter.
Are you paying yourself from their money in order to live with you? Are they paying rent?
They're paying rent, yes.
How much are they paying you in rent in order to live with you?
$800.
Is that what your sisters found an objection to? That you were going to deplete the estate by that?
No. They just wanted them to be in a nursing home.
How much was the nursing home going to cost?
The nursing home would have been taken care of by the government.
Well, then that's exactly what it is. It's that they didn't want you taking $800 a month out of the estate. So are you not speaking to your sisters over this, or did you guys...
We have not spoken for 5 years.
Since this happened?
Mm-hmm.
How do people not work their stuff out? Did you have a good relationship with your sisters before that?
Never.
Oh, that's how they don't work it out. Do your siblings see your parents?
No.
They don't see your parents at all?
They only live 5 miles away. The other one, 10
miles
away.
That's wicked. All right, now just tell me what is going on here with Ms. Clark. Your answer is, I didn't pay her why?
So do you think, I'm kind of interested in this, is it common in America for people not to take care of aging parents?
Oh, I didn't catch that, what you just said.
It's okay. What do you think?
I think that it's true because some people don't want to take care of their parents, so that's why they hire nurses to take care of their parents.
But why? I mean, wow. Do you think it's common?
I think it's split, like 50-50. Some people are very considerate and take care of their elderly, but not everybody does.
You're going 50-50. What do you think?
In America, I don't feel that we do take care of them. However, they've had a good life, so let's just...
Oh, my God.
Let it go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Going inside the courtroom.
Well, I was in charge of hiring the aides because being a personal need guardian, I had the authority to hire the aides, and following my decision of who to hire, I would send the information to the financial guardian.
And tell her to pay?
Yes.
Did you ever tell her to pay her?
Oh, sure.
Why didn't she pay her?
Because this particular financial guardian wanted to push her own aides into the case, because she's a consulting geriatric, and she has her own...
Yeah, but that's not a reason not to pay her. You have a fiduciary duty to pay her.
Yeah, I agree, Your Honor. That's
but I don't understand. Why you folks ended up, or the agency ended up taking it to court?
Yes, they
did. And what happened with that case?
I don't really know, but they went to
the
Supreme
Court. Do you know what happened with that case?
Of course I do, yes.
What happened?
They went to court, but it was adjourned. Right after the adjournment, if she withdrew the case, she would pay them automatically right after that.
All right, so once the adjournment happens, the financial guardian tells... The agency.
Yes.
If you drop the case, I'll pay you. And then did they?
Papers. No.
Okay.
I have the everything you need to know.
Okay. So how do you figure that that you don't have to pay her when that was part of a settlement? I mean, you are their guardian, right?
I am personal need guardian, and now finally I was
financial
appointed
guardian.
Financial.
So why haven't you paid her? If you know she's owed the money, why wouldn't you have paid her?
Yes, but every dollar is accounted for right now.
Yeah, well, account for more, because I got to tell you that money fund owes her money. Your parents owe her money. And you as a financial guardian have to sign some checks because that lady's owed money. How can you pretend that, you know, just because it wasn't you who was in charge of the checkbook, it's not them who owe the money? And that you don't have to write a check because you weren't in charge of the checkbook then. I mean, not only does it not make legal sense, it's really cruel. It's kind of financially grabby because this lady worked and didn't get paid. You need your $1,500?
Yes.
Yeah, you know. So not only am I going to order you to pay her $1,500 for her wages, I am also going to order you to pay all the prejudgment interest on that money since 2013, and your court costs.
Okay?
That's my verdict.
Thank you.
So the defendant goes down hard in this case. She collected everything plus. And your feeling is?
My feeling is that...
She certainly deserves it, right?
Oh, yes. She was the... like
what are you
I
waiting
said,
for? Give her money. Why didn't you just give her money? You could have.
I guess now I have to. I was hoping that
now
the
you
other...
Now you do. Why didn't you do it before this?
The other guardian was in charge.
Yeah, yeah. You're collecting rent, and you seem to be in the driver's seat with all the finances. You're not paying, but you are collecting, and... When are you going to do the right thing for the other person?
I do it now, but Ms. McGrady was working 2 years ago when I was not in charge.
Okay, why don't you just head right down that
way?
Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Do you speak that language? Step on in here. What language is that? That's.
I think she's Italian.
Come over here.
Italian.
Why do you think she didn't pay you?
I don't know, because I just think she didn't want to pay.
Why not?
I don't know why. Because the case, there was some fighting with the case.
All right, okay. Harvey, what do you think?
Someone else.
Okay, Kurt, by the way, you're allowed to get prejudgment interest from the time that somebody breaches an agreement. Real quickly, your two relationship?
Best friends.
Best friends. Your mom should take a bag of crap, light it, and put it at your doorstep, okay? Just making a point. Going inside the courtroom.
This is the plaintiff, Leroy Lee. He says the defendant, his wife, has done every bad thing imaginable to him. Things like sleeping with his best friend, and she also stabbed him in the neck. Needless to say, they are in the process of divorcing, but she stole $3,000 worth of his stuff, and that's exactly what he's suing for today. This is the defendant, LaTanya Lee. She says the plaintiff removed all of his belongings with the police present and is now claiming he didn't get everything. This is not the first time the plaintiff has made up things about her. It's not the first time he's sued her, and he's just doing this to hassle her. She does still love her husband to death, but she just can't be with him anymore because there's so much drama. She's accused of causing big problems.
All parties, please raise your right hand.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket. These litigants are married. The plaintiff says the defendant slept with his best friend, stabbed him in the neck, but worst of all, stole $3,000. It's the case of the unkindest cut of all.
Okay, Leroy Lee, you're suing LaTanya Lee.
Yes.
Your wife, she's still your wife?
Yes, ma'am.
That you're separated from for $3,000. You say it actually, your damages actually exceed that. As a result of her refusing to return and or damaging your property when you folks broke up. Tell me what happened.
Yes. You want to start from the day of the damage or just the
how
history?
How long were you two married?
Well, we've been married 6 years.
Six years married. And yes. How long were you dating before that?
A couple of months. About three.
Seriously? You got married in a couple of months?
Six. We got married 8 months. Yeah.
All right.
It was nice. It was lovely.
Lovely?
Yes, it was
what
lovely.
What was lovely?
The relationship.
Because my understanding is your problem started before the wedding.
It did.
Okay. What were the problems that started before the wedding?
Jealousy.
Right. And which resulted in what?
A 5-pound weight across my face. I have a gash right
here. She threw a 5-pound weight across.
Hit me with a 5-pound weight.
She hit you with a 5-pound weight.
And fractured two ribs.
How did she fracture your ribs?
Her and her two sisters.
Did what?
Jumped me. In my house, because she wouldn't leave. So she jumped me, the police came. I didn't press charges, I just asked her to leave at that time. After that, we split up for a little while.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, then we got back together again.
Why?
Love, you know. And then right after, we got married.
Seriously?
Yes.
According to your complaint, it was more than that.
Yes,
was there more?
It's more, a whole lot more. She got arrested for stabbing me in my hand.
She stabbed you?
Yeah, she gave me 10 stitches across my hand because I was blocking my face, and she stabbed me 5 times in my face, 5 punctures in my face. That was the first stabbing.
The first stabbing?
That was the first one. Now, the second stabbing was my chest. She stabbed me in my chest and on my back. She was arrested for the hand and the face because I went to the hospital and they had to patch.
What happened with those cases?
The case was actually dismissed by me, the first one. The first two was dismissed by me talking to the prosecutor, asking them to give her some type of batter program. I guess for like domestic violence, she had to go to a program.
You have to go to a batterer's program.
Yeah, she did that. She completed it, whatever. And then after that, she stabbed me again. But
where did she stab you this time?
This time she stabbed me in my neck on my birthday.
On your birthday, you got a neck stabbing?
Yeah, to the point that she was a couple of inches away from my jugular, so she almost
from
killed
your what?
My jugular.
Your jugular.
Jugular, sorry.
Your jugular.
Yes. That one was not avoidable. Like, I couldn't help on that. So
what
she
do you mean you couldn't help on that? Why would you help? What do you mean?
My wife have problems.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
If half of what you're saying is true, your wife has problems.
Yes, she has serious problems.
How many times did you call the police on all these events that you're talking
every
about?
Every time.
How many times did she get arrested?
Oh, about a good six, about a good six times since we've been
six
together.
Six times she has arrests? And how many times did they go to court without you dropping it?
Only one I dropped was the first one.
So what happened with the other five cases?
She got the last one. She got on the jugular. She got 2 years probation.
Jugular.
I'm sorry, jugular. She got 2 years probation, and she had to go to the program again, and that was it.
Is this true?
No.
Did you get arrested?
Yes.
Did you plead guilty and go to a program?
I pled guilty because I was already incarcerated for 3 months and 25 days, and I had a six-month-old baby at that time. So they told me if I plead guilty.
Did you stab him in the neck?
Yes.
Why?
Because what Mr. Lee does is he abuses me, and then when I try to leave, he'll chase me outside around cars and things like that. Or sometimes he may not even let me leave. It got to the point to where though I had to take cell phones around him and hide them, just in case something happened between me and him, I could call my dad to come get me. And then I would try to
leave.
Did
you ever call the police on him?
No, no.
Did you ever tell the police that he abused you?
Yes.
They never believed you? They would always arrest you? You know how rare that is?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rare. So you've done how many batterers programs, ma'am?
One. And that was to the one that I pled guilty to.
Once you guys broke up, what happened? She threw you out? Or the landlord came and told you how to go?
No.
Were you on the lease or no?
No.
Okay.
Now the reason.
So you leave and your stuff is left behind. Did the police come to get you out?
No, I didn't leave, Your Honor.
Okay, what happened?
I didn't have no funds.
According to you, you left behind a TV worth $2,000, clothing worth $1,000, $500 in tools, $400 of, well, that's the security deposit. You paid $155 for a U-Haul, then $500 in pain and suffering. Ms. Lee.
Yes.
What's going on between you two? My gosh.
So would you give somebody a second chance if there's domestic violence?
No.
Because? They say, I'll never do it again.
It doesn't matter. They'd still be blocked off my Facebook page. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's the worst of all, clearly, going inside the courtroom.
Mr. Lee is mentally ill, so, you know, all of this stuff is coming from his mental illnesses. He's diagnosed with schizophrenia, bipolar, blackouts, anxiety attacks, seizures, and hearing voices. Mr. Lee has a previous history of assaulting people as well, too. His previous baby mothers and even one of his family members. He was in the hospital at the age of 14 years old for trying to kill his whole family. I have documentation from Social Security where he applied for mental disorders and dislocated shoulders. All of this stuff he's making up.
So why did you stay with him if he was making up everything and he kept calling the police on you?
I found this out in 2009 after we were married.
So?
And
if according to you, he's abusive towards you.
Yes.
And he's making up criminal cases towards
yes.
you for which you keep getting arrested.
Yes.
Why don't you leave?
Same thing over and
love.
Over.
I love him. I love her. Who's the gentleman who's with you?
My brother-in-law.
Moral support or a witness?
Witness.
Come on up, please. What was your role in this? You were present during. Can you go behind the microphone so we can hear you?
Yes.
You don't have to lean forward. Just stare.
I helped him move this stuff. His TV, his badge, the thing.
Where had the TV been moved from?
Where it was moved
from? Yeah, where was it when he came to pick it up?
Outside.
Why did you put the TV outside?
Because he was supposed to have came and got it on December 6th. That's what he told me. He never came and got it. He was supposed to came and got it on a knife. He never came and got it. He
but why did
came...
you put the TV outside?
It couldn't fit in the basement.
Why did you put the TV outside?
It couldn't fit in the basement.
Huh?
It couldn't fit in the basement.
Why didn't you just leave it where it was?
I had to clean my house out. It was January 1st coming in. You know you're supposed to clean your house for New Year's. I had to clean my house out.
Really? You weren't just messing with him?
No.
By putting a TV outside? Would you
no.
put your own? Did you put your own TV outside while you
no.
were cleaning? Right. So why'd you put his TV outside?
I tried to put it in a basement, but it wouldn't fit.
That's a really small basement.
Yes.
How do you figure that TV's worth $2,000?
Yeah, I looked up on a couple of spots on the internet, and the cheapest one I found was 19 and some change, and that was a used one.
Okay, where did you get this TV?
I bought it from a friend of mine.
And how much did you pay for that used TV?
$500.
And how long ago did you pay the $500?
I bought it about 2 months before it got destroyed.
Okay. Now, when you helped him take the TV, did anybody test it to see if it was still working after having been outside?
Did anybody test it?
Yeah, did anybody plug in the TV?
It had plastic on it, then it had snow on it, so you still had to
It had snow on it.
It was covered awesome. In plastic. It was
okay,
covered in plastic.
Gotcha. What else do you say is missing? According to him, there's a red duffel bag with $1,000 worth of clothing in it. Is there
no.
a red duffel bag missing?
No. Everything.
Is there anything of his left at that house that you know of?
Honest, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know.
Right. What about tools? He says that he left tools in your car.
No.
Are there any tools in the house?
No.
How did he get that TV?
I don't know.
Okay. How long had it been there?
Since October 15th.
And you don't know how he came into possession of it?
Oh, I don't know. No. He had that on the other, when he was living in the other apartment with his
friend. I know, but you're married. How did you not say, hey, where'd you get the TV? That didn't come up?
No, because it had roaches crawling on the screen, so I really didn't care what it was.
Well, then why would you want it in your house if it had roaches crawling on the screen?
He was supposed to be selling it to my brother-in-law for $75.
What's that about? Were you supposed to be buying that TV?
If he couldn't get inside the apartment, I was going to buy the TV.
And he was going to sell it to you for how much?
$500.
Okay. And lastly, this U-Haul issue on late fees for 4 days. Tell me about that.
That's my U-Haul and my name that Mr. Lee took the U-Haul and left and did not return back until maybe like 6 o'clock that evening. And I had
Where'd he go?
Huh?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He drove 66 miles on it. I went to U-Haul to see if he brought in a U-Haul because I called the police. They said give him about an hour or two, see if he returned it. He didn't return it. So I went to U-Haul to see if he brought the U-Haul truck. They said no. They wrote down that he had stole a U-Haul or whatever on a paper.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah, no, this is true.
I have
well, then why are you suing her for the
overdose? I'm suing her for the U-Haul because the U-Haul was turned back in by her. She kept it for 4 days with him. They both had the truck.
But why would she do that? That doesn't hurt you. It's in her name.
No, it's not in her name. It was under my credit card, Yana.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
And he took credit card from off the bill. So
the U-Haul was turned back by her.
We're done. We're done. Now, you've had all that time to take everything. Mm-hmm. Your lawsuit is about stuff you left behind.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to understand why you didn't take everything with you, especially as contentious as this is between the two of you when you moved.
I did remove everything, Yana. Mm-hmm. When the police came, he helped me remove everything, Yana.
Okay,
with the
then
truck,
why is there still stuff left behind that is the subject of my lawsuit?
She did not, that's what I'm saying to you. She did not give it to me. The police, I told her, the police that she still had my stuff. He was there. I told the police that she still had my stuff.
Watch this. Did that happen?
Did
he tell the police she still has my stuff?
Yes, but did she get things? She said she didn't have nothing in the house. But did he say it to the police? Yes.
Okay.
And she said she didn't have it in his house.
Did he say specifically what other stuff?
No, but I know he said he still have things in the house.
All right, and so did you tell the police I need XYZ?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did the police put it in a report?
Yes, my tools, my pictures of my deceased son that she still got, a box with all my paperwork, lawyers, paperwork, my ID, birth certificates, my business license, all that's in there. And then she told me herself, Your Honor, she said she kept it.
That who kept it?
She said she kept my pictures. I got pictures of my son.
Do you have proof of that?
She told me her own mouth.
Do you have proof of that besides you saying it?
No, Your Honor.
Did you keep a picture of his son?
No, ma'am.
You don't got my picture of my son?
Don't.
He took everything out when the police was there. He said
See,
that was everything.
See, here's the problem that I have with you. I'm going to explain the problem I have with you. I have a problem with both of you. But the problem that I have with you is you're the kind of person who puts a TV outside in the snow. So I know that you're mad and you want to mess with him.
No.
And so that's where my worry lies. And then I'm hearing that from Jump Street, he's saying that there's stuff missing. Do I think it's the value that he ascribes to it? No, because he can't prove it. But you make me uncomfortable because I think you hate him enough where you're messing with him when a person puts a TV out in the snow, okay? So I'm gonna do a little rough justice. I'm ordering the defendant to pay the plaintiff $1,000 in damages, most of it for the TV.
And that's how this case winds up. Very tough step out here. This looks like a big smile on your face.
Of
what are
course.
You happy about?
Because he's a bum, and I don't want him. And I try to be civilized with him too many times. He's just uncivilized. My children don't even want to go over there with him. My 4-year-old daughter always cries when it's time for her to go over there.
Are you finally done with him on your end?
Of course. That's why I'm going through all of this. Court and everything.
You seem to keep going back to him.
No, that was then. This is now. This is the end of it.
Right. Okay, right around the corner this way. Okay. All right, so how difficult is this for you to go through here?
It's very difficult, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, lying on my deceased son. That was my most, I would never be able to get mm-hmm. them pictures ever again. And she lying like that, it don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, so.
Is there anything you need to say here now that you get
that's over.
One last chance? Okay, all right, Harvey.
Okay, Kurt, you know, the problem with this defendant is she has a history of doing bad things to the plaintiff, and that's why the judge nailed her.